SaveThomasFoundation.org.
WWDB 860 AM Philadelphia and WPEN HD2 Burlington, Philadelphia. The following programming is sponsored by Mark Palmer. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Philadelphia, New York, D.C., Germantown, Atlanta, Miami, Chicago, Dallas, Los Angeles, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Jamaica, Brazil, London, Paris, Kyiv, Moscow, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, India, wherever you are, I am with you. Welcome to Empire Capital Presents. The Mark Palmer Show, hosted by Mark Palmer, Chief Executive Officer of Empire Capital and Consulting Corp., a Philadelphia-based accounting and financial consulting firm with offices in Philadelphia, New York, D.C., and Miami. And this is another beautiful day in my neighborhood for so many reasons. Yes, it's the official start of spring. Spring happened yesterday. Although Saturday, the last day of winter, was drop-dead gorgeous. It's another beautiful day because we get another chance to deliver accurate, timely, actionable information and ideas for us to do better and be better than we were before this day began. This show continues to be all about empowering you to get more money and use your money to get more power to improve the way that we live now. Black lives matter. White lives matter. Ukrainian lives matter. Russian lives matter. All lives matter. But let's live like that each and every day. We shouldn't have to wait for a conflict or a war or a dispute to remind ourselves that we're all part of the human family and that we need to make better decisions so that we can live better. Let's act like. No, let's not act. Let's be purposeful in making sure that Black lives matter to each other. When I look at that, I say, how do we do such a thing? By making sure that time counts. By not being so wasteful in the things that the language that we use, the things that we say, the people that we associate with, there's a better way to live than being part of a permanent underclass or hearing them boohoo about the latest emotional crisis that presents itself. It's very disturbing to see some of the images that are coming out of. That are coming across the news media regarding the war in the Ukraine. And yet I remind myself that as horrendous as those pictures may be about the children, there are two sides to every story. As an investor, I want to hear both sides of the story. The good and the bad, the pros and the cons. And even if there's a conflict, let me hear both sides of a conflict. I am disturbed that we're only hearing one side of the Ukrainian-Russian conflict. We see the images from the Ukrainian side, yet there are ways to stop the conflict. And yet both sides have intentionally chosen not to seek peace. They both want victory. One of them's not going to get it. And at the end of the day, it's my prediction that the Ukrainian president is not going to get the victory that he's after. And at some point in the very near future, the Ukrainian capital will have to capitulate, and life will go on. It's unfortunate to see certain things play out, but human beings will continue to act like human beings, and we simply have to make sure that as investors, we take advantage of the opportunities that are being presented, right? This is not the last conflict that there ever will be. Let us connect the dots and not recklessly engage in a precursor to World War III. Let's make sure that we don't do such things. All right, it's time for us to make some money. So right now, as I look around, I see opportunities coming out of the Yazoo. The Dow currently is at 34,629.05. It's down 125 points or so. The NASDAQ is at 13,789.13. Again, that's down 107 points or so. And the S&P 500 is at 4,454.48. That, too, is down 8.64 points. So compared to where they were last week the same time, the indicators have gone up, right? That expresses there was a certain amount of optimism, or there is a certain amount of optimism, mostly that the Russian-Ukrainian conflict will be resolving itself soon. Last week, the Federal Reserve chairman came on and said, we're going to increase interest rates by 25 basis points, as we on this show had automatically predicted, right? So even with the interest rate increase, that didn't have an adverse effect on the markets. The markets have already anticipated that. So one of the general rules of being a great investor is you must see what no one else can see before they see it. So because you guys were listening to this show, you already predicted correctly that interest rates were going to go up by 25 basis points, not 50 basis points, and that would cause mortgage rates to go up, and they have. So those of you that are trying to get a mortgage, you're going to have to pay more now than what you did in January. Come June, you're going to have to pay more than you do now. So accelerate your ability to find a great real estate deal and get into it now before interest rates go up some more. It's my forecast that that when interest rates go up again, they're not going to go up by 50 basis points. They're only going to go up by another 25 basis points. And the Fed will continue to monitor the effect that it has on inflation. We'll get to that later. But right now, we want to make some money with stocks. So I say continue to do the usual defense stocks because they're doing very well. Raytheon builds missiles. More missiles will be sent over to the Ukraine to help them in their struggle against the Russians. The Russians are going to bombard the heck out of that country and tear up. So next week, I'm going to check into a couple of concrete manufacturers, whoever the largest concrete manufacturers are, because they're going to need a lot of concrete in order to rebuild that country. The country will be rebuilt. Make no mistake about that. After all of the war is over, they're going to rebuild. And so we need to be in position starting to look for concrete manufacturers because a bunch of aid will be going over to the Ukraine. Anyway, What I want to focus on are obviously the oil stocks like Exxon, stock symbol XOM, Shell, stock symbol SHEL, and Marathon Oil, stock symbol MRO. But I want to go into today the mining stocks, and specifically aluminum mining. And at the top of my list that has plenty of room to grow is Alcoa, stock symbol AA. Current trading price is about $89 and some change. And then there's Kaiser Aluminum, stock symbol KALU. And then my third favorite would be Vedeta Limited, stock symbol VEDL. Now, that last stock, Vedanta, is a little pricey. Is at about $400 a share, $405.05 a share right now, trading up $21.60 since this morning, over the past half hour. The stock has a phenomenal growth rate, even more spectacular than Alcoa, stock symbol AA. So if you want to make money, then it's a really good idea to invest and not gamble, not hope. Hope is for people that don't have a plan. They need all the hope that they can get. But we have a plan on how we're going to enrich you. And you will have a plan on how you're going to enrich the people that you care about. It's how we execute. And how we execute is by asking you to use critical thinking and start buying stocks or buying real estate or improving your education or buying or starting or advancing your business. Those are the four cornerstones of success. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you came from. If you do any of those four things, you're going to move forward. You need to buy stocks. Stocks is a very good hedge against inflation. Inflation's going to continue for at least 6 months longer, easily 6 months. So if you are putting your money or the majority of your money in a bank account and you're buying bank CDs, you're losing. At some point, you have to decide to stop losing and start winning. If you start buying stocks, you don't need a bunch of money. You don't need thousands and thousands of dollars. It helps, but it's not essential. The key is for you to be able to identify great opportunities and get in before everyone else finds out about these great opportunities. Vedanta and Alcoa and, to a lesser degree, Kaiser are great opportunities to buy aluminum mining companies because they're going to grow. They're going to grow this week. They're going to grow some more next week. They're going to grow over the next 3 months. Get in while you can before the price becomes, before it hits an inflection point where you may not want to get in because the amount of growth isn't as great as what it is now. So each week we're going to find growth opportunities for us to do well in. Yes, continue to buy Lockheed Martin, stock symbol LMT. Yes, continue to buy General Dynamics, stock symbol GD. Yes, absolutely continue to buy Raytheon, stock symbol RTX, because at the end of the day, people are going to they're going to inflict violence on one another. While we abhor the violence, war is a necessary condition because it prevents one group of people from dominating another group of people. One group of people is always or are always going to be willing to inflict their will on another group of people if they can. While we are all dismayed about the Ukrainian thing, I'm a little self-centered and ask about, what about my people, right? My people are part of the African diaspora, and that includes Haiti. So while I'm not sure, I don't understand why you're able to send $800 million in a matter of days to fight a losing war, but you don't, what about Haiti? Haiti's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere and has been for quite some time. Don't you think they need some foreign aid? Don't you think they could use $800 million and have it set up so that it isn't squandered with graft and corruption? Let's help. If you're going to help some countries, let's help all the countries, especially those that are in the Western Hemisphere that have a large black population. Could $800 million or some part of it be used to help the Dominican Republic or to help Jamaica or Trinidad and Tobago? Sure. Why isn't it? Why aren't we demanding more from our elected officials? Send some money over there too. Some of the stuff that we as voters, we as citizens, some of the stuff that we do doesn't make a lot of sense. We're going along because the powers that be says this is where we're going to put the money at, and no one says anything? Okay, we need to, again, go back to using a little bit of critical thinking and ask ourselves, is it true? Where's the proof? And does this make sense? It would be great if we'd apply it even locally to our education system here at home in Philadelphia. So there are three people that are the finalists for the new superintendent position. Personally, how many times do we have to see the same movie hoping for a different outcome? We've seen this movie before. The educational system in Philadelphia is not anywhere near what it could be, what it should be. And we as voters show a very little probability for changing that. Apparently, there are a lot of people that are happy with the status quo of continuing a 50-year pattern of not educating groups of kids. Most of them look like me and you. That's backwards. So with respect to the three candidates for superintendent, whichever one is chosen, 5 years later, 10 years from now, the needle's not going to move, not one little bit. And just like Dr. Height, they're going to come in, they're going to take some money, and they're not going to perform. There are all kinds of reasons why they don't perform, but at the end of the day, you're paying these people lots of money for performance that you're not going to get. Our children will still not be very well educated, just like 50 years ago they weren't, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, last year. At some point, if we live in a democracy, wouldn't it kind of make sense to say, hey, let's give everyone a voice, including the people that are going to be governed by the superintendent? But I don't hear anyone asking the students of the Philadelphia School District, who do they want as their superintendent? Could it be that they don't have enough knowledge to make a good decision? And if they don't have enough knowledge to make a good decision, what are we teaching them? What's going on with this? Why aren't we educating our kids so that they learn how to make good, rational decisions and not these emotion-filled, propagandized campaigns to see who's going to be the next superintendent of the Philadelphia School District that isn't going to move the needle? And 20 years from now, you'll still have a group of people that are part of a quasi-permanent underclass waiting for the next minimum wage increase, whatever that is. We have to do a better job, right? We have to engage in critical thinking. If we're not demanding changes in the curriculum, that's the key. We, the voters, and the children should be actively pursuing changes in that curriculum that encourage critical thinking, that encourage better financial planning, financial literacy. That's how we solve this. So let's celebrate the first day of spring for new beginnings. Let's not go back to the same thing. New beginnings, let's change because it's spring. Let's have a rebirth.
Loving you is easy because you're beautiful. Making love with you is all.
Welcome back to Mark Palmer Presents, or Empire Capital Presents, The Mark Palmer Show, hosted by Mark Palmer, Chief Executive Officer of Empire Capital and Consulting Corp. You're listening live on WWDB Radio. Our telephone number here is 888-329-3306. So let me say it a little slower. 888-329-3306, or you can always call me directly after the show at 267-581-5993. Yes, you can email me for those that don't want to actually have a conversation. My email address is mpalmer@empirecapital1.com. The one is not spelled out. It's just the digit one. And we want to continue our comment on how do we affect economic change? How do we get social change? We can do the 20th century tactics, protest, riot, tear someone else's stuff up, and then boohoo and whine when they retaliate and tear our stuff up. Or we can use something that's a little bit better. Let's start with producing significant change by getting an education. The education begins with a $15 purchase called a book. If you really want to change someone's life and improve their life, buy them a book. What does a book do? Well, a book has something in it called knowledge. And once you read that knowledge, you have power. And once you have power, you can change things. And once you change things, the game is over. You win. And each week, I ask you to read a book. I try to keep the price point at about $15 because most of us can't afford $15 to help someone that we really want to help, including ourselves. the book I'd like for you to read this week. Hopefully you read the last one from last week called The Turner House by Angela Flournoy. Great book. It was on $14 on Amazon. But again, continue to go to your local bookstore, especially if it's Black-owned, or seek out a Black-owned bookstore and order the books from them. But the book this week is an absolute game changer. It's called Black Labor, White Wealth, The Search for Power and Economic Justice by Claude Anderson. Dr. Claude Anderson, being very specific. It is a wake-up call that was written, I think, in 1941. So here we are 80 years later, 81 years actually, 81 years later, still doing the same old stuff. Yes, there have been some improvements, but it's kind of like, are you after some improvements or are you after a solution to the problem? And when people just look for a step forward, if they're looking for progress, you can always get progress. If you were at 10% and 2 years later or 10 years later, you're at 20%, man, that's progress, right? You had 100% increase, but it took you 10 years to get it, whereas your competitors are getting that same kind of return every year, kind of like the 2% that you're getting on your bank account versus the 12% that the stock market usually earns. You're making progress, but you're always going to be behind, not because someone's white or not because someone's black. It's because you're not using economic sense. You're choosing to blindly listen to people that tell you, put your money in the bank, put your money in the bank. I got money in the bank. I'm safe. You're not. Inflation's going to kick your butt. So, again, the book, Black Labor, White Wealth, The Search for Power and Economic Justice, because we cannot have serious discussions on how we're going to improve Black Lives Matter without knowing the economics. It's always been our ancestors' very arrival to these shores was based solely on economics. That's why they were imported in the first place, because of the economics of it. And if you don't understand the economics, you will not understand your history. And if you do not understand your history, you're doomed to repeat it, which is what's been going on. 81 years, the guy wrote the book. And 81 years later is just as accurate now as it was then on how we as a people can move ahead. But if you don't understand the economics of it, if you don't understand education, if you're going to allow people to continue to miseducate you or to not educate you, it doesn't matter who the superintendent is. You're going to get the same result. And if we continue another 2 years, 3 years, 5 years of not educating Philadelphia school students, you're going to have the same problems then, except for we'll all be 20 years older, and you'll have people tearing up and rioting and complaining about the economic disproportions that exist and why do they continue to – because we refuse to educate our kids. Education is absolutely fundamental to your success. It's absolutely fundamental to Black Lives Matter. A black life that's not educated doesn't matter. I'm a black guy. I'm telling you that straight up. Everyone knows that. If you're a black guy and you are educated, you gotta do something different. Don't do this. Don't think that your education is going to save you just because you're educated. You gotta go beyond that to make sure that your life matters. You can't keep on doing the same old thing under the guise of, well, we're black. No, let's just be great citizens. We don't have to tell anyone that we're black. It's obvious. Just do whatever you're doing. Do it better. Be a winner. Go for the win. Yes, you might lose. But if you want to live like a champion, it doesn't matter what race you are. Be a champion. There have been in the heart of some of the most severe discrimination on in this country, there are still champions that rise above that. But you got to act like a champion and can't be part of the crowd that's boo-hooing and whining and just going on. We get education. Education is how we start rising above. Determination to not go along with the established program. Don't go back to normal, because that normal absolutely was not good for you. Your normal cost you 45, 50 years of not being educated in the city of Philadelphia. Becoming part of a permanent underclass, getting the worst housing, getting the worst jobs. And then they say, keep spending your money. Here's a stimulus check that many of us didn't save a dime on, didn't invest a dime. Buying a big screen color television from Walmart is not an investment. It is not. We know of people, even if we didn't do it ourselves, we know of people that engaged in that kind of behavior. They bought a car. They got their tax refunds, and they're buying cars, man. Not investing, they're buying a car so they can look good, because it's going to start getting warm and they want to be seen, and they're tired of driving a little hoopty that they were driving before. How much of that was spent on getting an education? What percentage? If you want to talk about Black Lives Matter from an economic point of view, did the people that got the refunds, that got the stimulus checks, did the majority of them invest in their education or in the education of their children? From what I've seen, the answer is no. There are some that did, and let's applaud them. They did the right thing. But too many of us know people that are sometimes in our own family or our extended family that used the money, they consumed it. And in a couple of months, they're going to be right back in the same situation that they were in before, falling behind on the rent. The car that they bought broke down, or there's some other issue going on, or Pookie got arrested and he needs some bail money, whatever. If we don't learn economics and how to allocate those scarce dollars, those scarce resources, we're going to continue the same pattern. We can boo-hoo and whine about the super, whoever the superintendent's going to be. The superintendent, each one of the candidates has not, as far as I heard of, said anything about teaching economics to your children. I haven't heard any of the politicians say, we want to make sure that economic courses are being taught from the first grade to the 12th grade. First graders can understand economics because in the first grade, you learn how to add and subtract, or more addition than subtraction, but at least you learn how to add, right? First graders can understand economics. They can understand economic principles, supply and demand. If you go through 12 years of that, you're going to make much better economic decisions, and then we can start to move ahead as a people. Until then, you can have reparations or talk about reparations, because that's all it is a conversation and talk. Let's just go out on a limb and say, what would happen if you got reparations, whatever the number is? You know that there's going to be a bunch of people that are going to be claiming to be black to get part of the money. So now we got to have an argument, a discussion on who is black. How black is, what percentage of African ancestry do you have to have in order to be considered black? And I've heard some black people, some African Americans, say, well, black immigrants should be excluded. I'm like, wow. That's a whole, we need to have those kinds of discussions without the emotions, because the emotions interfere with logic. And if you don't have logic, you're going to have a hard time solving problems. You can't scream your way to the correct answer. So at some point in time, we need to make sure insist, you and I as voters, should be insisting on changing the curriculum of the Philadelphia School District if we want to eradicate the income inequalities that exist, the housing inequalities that exist in the city of Philadelphia and around the country are not going to be resolved unless you make better economic decisions. Where you go to school at matters. What you read matters. If you're reading at all, matters. It's how you change things. It's how you get better economic opportunities. If the people in your house are not reading a book, I'd rather not hear you say the Black Lives Matter. If you are not actively encouraging people to read, starting with yourself, don't keep saying Black Lives Matter, because they really don't, not in your mind. Your actions are inconsistent with what you say that you believe. And sometimes, hey, we're all human beings, it happens. Sometimes there are some inconsistencies with what we say versus what we do. And as long as we're not trying to justify the wrong, if a person justifies a wrong, it means they don't really see it as wrong, which means they're going to continue that behavior because they don't really see it as wrong. It is never wrong to do what is right. You got to pay a penalty for doing what's right sometimes, but don't be afraid to pay the penalty for doing what is right, for standing up and acting like an adult, acting like a free-thinking adult. Don't wear the mask. Don't take the vaccine. Don't take the booster to the booster to the booster that they keep lying about. Make people stop lying to you. We have to do a better job of critical thinking. We have to start talking about it in our homes, critical thinking. If we don't know what it is, it begins with three questions. Is whatever you're saying, is it true? Show me the proof. And then the final question in critical thinking is, does this make sense? In order to determine if it makes sense, it requires you to sit and think. Turn the music off. Turn the radio off. Turn the television off. And just sit and think about what's being presented and if it makes sense to you. If it does, go ahead. If it doesn't, stop. The school district, and I'm simply speaking about this from economic point of view, and I'm looking 20 years down the road that we're going to have a labor supply issue. We're going to have supply chain issues 20 years from now because we're not educating the kids now, and that's going to interfere with their ability to use technology in a productive fashion. It means that this permanent, this underclass asking for a minimum wage, you do clearly understand that you cannot double prices, take someone from $7.50 an hour to $15 an hour, thinking that prices are going to stay the same. Right? That makes no sense whatsoever. If you are going to double wages on the low end of the scale, you have to increase labor on the higher echelons. If you keep increasing labor prices, the prices that we pay have to go up. That's called inflation. So it's not wrong to increase labor prices if you're increasing labor productivity. But I haven't heard people talking about being more productive. I've just heard them say, well, everyone should be able to make a living wage, whatever that means. Actually, in my quantitative analysis, that means $23.43 an hour or so. If you're not making $23 an hour, you're not moving ahead. If the people that you love aren't making $23 an hour or more, they're not moving ahead. They need help. And how many times do you keep on giving help, but you still have the same result? Eventually, you got to try something different because somebody might think that you're insane by definition, doing the same old thing and expecting a different result. We have to do better. We need to make sure that we are influencing the people that are going to hire the superintendent so that our kids will be educated. We need to change the curriculum. Absolutely insist that economics, in some version, be taught from the first grade all the way up to the 12th grade. Because many of our kids will not go to college where they're going to learn more the economic principles that many of us have learned by going to college. Everyone's not going to go. But everyone's going to be impacted by economic decisions. And we need to understand that. It's how we live better. It's how we make better buying decisions. Let's practice that. Think about it for a second. Welcome back to Empire Capital Presents, the Mark Palmer Show, and we continue our discussion on how we can live better. Yes, we're going to buy stocks. Yes, we're not going to go along just to get along. And yes, we're going to start using critical thinking in all of our decisions that we make, including getting an education. And part of what we do at Empire Capital is we, in addition to doing accounting and tax problem resolutions, is that we do financial consulting. And we came up with a course called How to Stop Being Broke. And it's all about making sure that you make decisions that help your money to make money week after week after week. And here's how it works. This three-week program, in the first week, is all about increasing your income now. We show you what your value proposition is. We ask you to think critically and come up with a sentence or two about what your real value is. You need to know what your value is, not just your economic value, not just your social value, but your true value. And be very clear about what that is. If you can't say what your true value is in two sentences, it's because you don't know. And if you don't know what your economic value is, your true value, people are going to take advantage of you. And I don't want to see that continue to happen. In the second week, we show you how to reduce your expenses. And in the third week, it's all about learning how to invest successfully, how to choose what stocks to buy, where to find the information. Because without information, you're going to make terrible choices. We all need accurate information, which is why I was saying to you before that when people are not being accurate with you, you know, the words count. And if people are not accurate in the words that they're using when they're using them with you, telling someone I love you when you really don't mean I love you is just wrong. It's lying. You don't need to tell people that you love them. Just show them. They'll get the message. So in the third week, we learn how to buy the stocks. We learn where the information is, when to sell the stocks, and how to make sure that your money will make you money so that you will never, and I mean never, be broke again. Or you have an alternative. The alternative is you can continue to do whatever it is that you're doing. And for many of you, unfortunately, that is wasting money doing things and people who are not good for your financial well-being, then complain about other people that are actually moving ahead, and now you act like crabs in the basket and you want to hold them back and talk bad about them because they've chosen to make a different set of economic decisions. We would like to provide these services to the Philadelphia School District because we are now prepared to do that on a district-wide basis. But we don't want to play the politics because the politics will get ugly and it will pollute the process as it now stands. However, we are fully capable of delivering the information without the Philadelphia School District by having you call or email 267-581-5993, where you and or your loved one can sign up directly for the course. It's only $150 for all three courses. There are no extra charges, no catches, no nothing. It's just, that's what it's going to cost you to move ahead permanently, $150. Or you can continue to go to Walmart and see what they say. Go to the check cashing agency and see what they say. Go to your politician and have them deliver accurate information to you that is going to elevate your life permanently. See how that works. Doesn't matter who you vote for. You're only voting for people that have already been approved by those that have made economic decisions. Don't fall for the hype. What isn't hype is the tribe. The tribe is a group of investors that look like you and me that want to make positive economic and social change in our lives and those of others now. When you join the tribe, which is a $130 annual membership fee, you get more stock tips than you do on the radio. You get the stock tips faster than what you do. You get a monthly e-newsletter about hot investment opportunities that are not discussed on air. I'm going to deviate from that for just a second. There is one economic opportunity that I'm going to share on air about what my fellow tribe members, I call them warriors, because basically that's what they are. They're economic warriors. Bold, beautiful, every last one of them. So some of us got together this past Saturday and we went on a road trip to explore economic opportunities in the city of Ocean City, Maryland. For those of you that don't know about Ocean City, Maryland, you need to get with the program, right? It is a hot opportunity to buy real estate in there because the price is going to go up. We all know, many of us know what happened to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware over the past 20, 25 years. Ocean City's headed on that same path, right? It is a very pleasant alternative to the dirty water that's over at Atlantic City, at Atlantic City, New Jersey, to be specific. It's a clean city that is attracts a lot of Washingtonians that are going to be driving up the price. As more New Yorkers come from New York down to Rehoboth, they're starting to react to some of the prices that are going on at Rehoboth Beach, and they're going about another half hour down the road to Ocean City, Maryland. And so if you want to want to find the next hot real estate opportunity that hasn't been fully developed yet, Ocean City, Maryland is the place to be. So my tribe members, my warriors and I went down there last Saturday and took a look at a couple of condos that are for sale, and we're making decisions to get into that market collectively so that we don't complain about what everyone else is doing. We actively are participating and gaining knowledge and power so we can change our lives for the better. If you want to change your life for the better, consider joining the tribe. Again, that telephone number is 267-581-5993, or email me at mpalmer@empirecapital1.com. I should be saying it slower. mpalmer@capital1.com. Is how you move ahead. You don't have to do everything by yourself. I can assure you that if you're impressed with what you've heard me say, you really need to listen to some tribe members. We've got some young ones. We've got some old ones. We've got some older ones. We got some younger ones that are on absolute fire. And if you're impressed with what you heard me say, you need to listen to them because they are teaching me a couple of things. Become a tribe member so that you don't have to do everything on your own. There are people that have the knowledge, that have the wisdom, that have the economic means to join forces so that we can achieve together what any one of us may not be able to achieve individually. Don't be afraid to enjoy being around people that look like you. You can trust them. They can trust you because we are united in our desire and our determination to win. We're not passive spectators. That is the tribe. So with respect to real estate opportunities, absolutely. Ocean City, Maryland. Or you can start buying in Brookhaven, Pennsylvania. Next little hotspot that's in Delaware County, underpriced. The population trend is going that way. You can still get some twins for $150,000 to $199,000. It's a good start. Chester itself Chester has a severe image problem. There's no way that Chester should be going through the economic downturn that it has been continuously going through because of its proximity to Philadelphia. But it just hasn't happened yet. At some point, Chester will make a great investment. But right now, there are other places that we can achieve significant growth without having to go into Chester, such as North Philadelphia, West Philadelphia. For property owners that are for the investors that own property in North Philadelphia and West Philadelphia, hold on to those properties a little while longer. The rate of growth is going to continue, even though interest rates have gone up. People are willing to pay more for the properties. If you are renting some of your properties out, it's okay to raise up the rent because people are going to pay the rent. You will make more money. Don't be afraid to raise up your rents. Make sure that you're improving the value of the property too, though, so that your consumer, the tenant, gets real value. Let's not cheat the tenants. It is a business. Make sure that you're satisfying your tenants. We also want to make sure that we are paying attention to some of the other things that are going on, that interest rates, from an economic point of view, interest rates are going to go up again, right? The talking heads are saying that interest rates may go up, that there may be 6 more increases during the course of this year. I'm saying there's not going to be 6 more increases in interest rates between now and the end of the year. They may increase them 2 to 3 more times after carefully determining what the political climate's going to be. Understand that in a election year, the Federal Reserve is not going to want Biden and the Biden administration is not going to want to lose the midterm elections. So they're going to put pressure on the Federal Reserve governors to not raise interest rates substantially. They're going to go up some because inflation's got to get under control. But if interest rates continue to go up, the Democrats are going to lose both houses of Congress. And that will revive your favorite nemesis, Donald Trump, and the fear mongering that goes on with that, as opposed to just let's use logic. Let's make some better choices. Let's be better citizens. Let's use critical thinking in all the things that we do, and let's change the school district. Let's improve our education. Starting with $15, read the book Black Labor, White Wealth, The Search for Power and Economic Justice. Until next week, this is Mark Palmer wanting you to improve your life and improve the lives of other people that are in your sphere. We can do a better job of that. We can buy stock. We can buy real estate. If you don't want to do it by yourself or you think you don't have the money, join the tribe, and the tribe will help you, and you will help the tribe. That's how that works. We will make better economic decisions. We can change the school district. We can influence what's being taught, not whoever the superintendent is. I just think it's incredibly inconsistent that no one's asking the school kids who do they want as their superintendent. Isn't this a democracy? Let everyone voice their opinions and influence that decision. Let's wake up. Let's wake up ourselves. Let's make better economic decisions. Read, buy, don't be afraid to buy stock. We can change this. Let's do it. Let's wake up.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war, and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, all the teachers. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now. Just you and me. Wake up, all the doctors. Make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up, all builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it.
Please join us Mondays and Saturdays at 2 on WWDB for Investors Schooling Live with real estate and stock options trading professionals Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus. This is the show and the school you've been waiting for. Listen to the radio show on WWDB, Mondays and Saturdays at 2 p.m. or register for one of our free Thursday night classes at investorschooling.com. Go register at investorschooling.com right now.
Join Eric Cavanaugh for DM Radio to meet the brightest minds in the world of data and analytics. Eric Cavanaugh, a serial media innovator and producer with private, government, and international experience, and DM Radio strip away the marketing veneer and get down to the brass tacks to figure out what's going on in the world of information management. Tune in Thursdays at noon on WWDB, WPEN 97.5 HD2, and always on your smart device, streamed and podcast at WWDBAM.com.
This is Dr. Charles Pidgeon. Vision, inviting you to tune into your personal reality. I have a PhD in pharmaceutical chemistry from the University of California, San Francisco. We will explore your mind and consciousness based on science. We'll discuss topics such as socially navigating, evolution, brain science, theory of mind, human sensory systems, embodied cognition, and more. Tune in to get a better understanding of your life right here on Dr.